Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah. Let's get it going. Time to start the show. Hope you all are having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Have your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Aaliyah and the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We appreciate the company. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. We're going to get in some fun stuff in a little bit. Got some entertainment news for you a little around the corner. We'll be diving into that. Got a good one about what's your don't knock it till you try it life hack. We will get into that one as well. But it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. It is time for our pet of the week with our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. We have Denise with us, and Denise, I didn't thought about that. That sound might not be the best for certain animals. How you doing, Denise?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing good over here. Good. Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate the time, and always appreciate our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society being able to spend time with us. Denise, I had a real quick good story for you.
Good.
Members of the Chicago Police Department's Marine Unit came to the rescue of a dog seen stranded in the Chicago River drain pipe. How this dog got in there, I have no idea. But the department said a witness about aboard a boat in the river Saturday spotted a pit bull terrier in a drain pipe near the Harrison Street Bridge. And again, I know that area, and I don't know how they saw this animal or how that animal got in there. But the Marine unit, which was patrolling the river at the time, reported to the location. And a shout out to Brandon Hillard and his team being able to rescue this dog.
Fantastic.
What a cool story.
That is a very cool story. Like you said, I don't know how they would see a dog in that area.
We've got so many of those kind of stories that we get across, we come across from time to time. Like to highlight them when we can. Certainly like to highlight things over at the Humane Society. Denise, let's get right to it. Who is our pet of the week this week?
This is Tiny Tina. She's a very small female gray tabby. She's the last of a litter of six. All her brothers and sisters have already gone out the door, but she's kind of timid, so she gets overlooked.
Sometimes can be, certainly, you know, some families may, I don't know if they take it the wrong way, but they might not see the animal for all it is.
Right, exactly. She's usually sitting at the back of her kennel, kind of timid and hiding where the rest of them are climbing on the gates and ready to go.
She is one of the sweeter kittens I have met, and incredibly just a sweet, soft coat, very traditional kind of grayish black coat.
Yeah, very typical gray tabby, but she's just tiny. She's little
small,
petite gal.
Yes.
Short hair, does not seem to be shedding as much or anything, so that's an advantage for a lot of people out there, certainly.
Yes, it is. People with allergies or that don't like a lot of cat hair on their clothes and furniture.
And
she's a good one.
Yeah, she is a spayed and has her shots.
Correct. Yep, microchipped, everything ready to go.
Aww.
She is just waiting for the right home. And we have to help her out, get her to a good home, because we don't want her brothers and sisters to have bragging rights over her and all that.
It's not
fair. And they will. They'll definitely, they talk. Yeah, they definitely don't want that. When it comes to other things about her, any other details as far as, because I do see, she has those claws, but the kitten claws, of course.
Correct. Yep. Very sharp little claws, very sharp little teeth. But she's not a big, she will play if you give her time. But other than that, she just likes to be snuggled. She's one of those lap cats, if you're looking for that type of animal.
It's a great point. All cats are very curious, and she's definitely curious, but very content with just being right in this one spot, which would be a really good fit for a lot of families out there, I would think.
It would, yeah. I'm not struggling to hold on to her today, which I sometimes am.
Sure. When it comes to that latter part we're mentioning there, it's so key to this conversation and two families out there. When it comes to finding the right animal for the right family, that's what they do at the Humane Society. That's one of the main goals over there.
Correct. It is. Every single animal, we want to make sure that the family knows everything about that animal and that they're a good match, because sometimes they're just not. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for a specific breed or personality. They all have their own personalities, just like us.
Yeah.
We had a family at the shelter I was working at in Santa Barbara, and they had, being blunt, they had money. Mm-hmm. And they came in, and they wanted to adopt a dog. They wanted, I think, a husky or something like that, and came in, and they had heard we had had one, and they had got adopted the day before. Mm-hmm. So they came in, and they were looking and looking, and they were bound and determined. Their son was bound and determined. I'm getting a dog. They left with a rabbit. They couldn't have been happier. Could not have been happier about it. You just don't know.
That's right. You don't.
The humane societies are I wouldn't say designed, or this is something that you to put on you guys or anything. But you, so many of our humane societies are really in tune with the animal and the right family.
Absolutely, and often. Well, probably more often than not, the animal will pick their owner. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking around, you lock eyes with one, or one is playing with you, and they just kind of melt, and they're like, yep, I knew this was my pet.
See, that's the way. That's the best way to put that.
Absolutely.
You're so right about that. When it comes to as far as things that we can pick up and we can help out with over there at the shop, anything in particular that you guys are looking for?
Kitten food, wet food. We just got another litter of 6 kittens from foster yesterday, so we need litter and wet food if possible.
Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for that. Everybody help if you can with those items. Mm-hmm. And any events, any things like that that we wanted to touch on?
No, we are.
I don't think so.
Running on all cylinders right now. Our construction's done. It's wonderful to get back to normal a little bit for the animals and staff.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, with the construction all done now. And again, a big shout out to Alvin Construction and all the workers. Gosh, and everybody that has helped over there and made it. I cannot wait to see what things look like. I imagine those floors are going to be great.
They're awesome. And we are planning several open house events. Awesome. Stay tuned for more on those.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, let us know. We want to be a part of that. Want to help any way we can. Certainly we'll promote it any way we can.
Thank you very much.
Is the dog back? Is the big guy back?
He's there.
Okay.
He's not up on anything.
He's not up yet.
We're going to have some paint done, then the dog will go up. People ask about him. He's visible. He's out front, but not up on anything yet. So
it helps. It helps that he's visible. You know,
absolutely.
That's comforting. That
makes
good
people
enough.
Feel good that he's there.
It's such a cool dog. It's I don't know where that thing came from, but it's awesome. But
he needs a paint job, but he's awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Denise, one more time, want to remind everybody about Tiny Tina.
Yes.
She is a 2-month domestic short hair kitten, brown color coat, although a mixed coat. What do you call that coat exactly? Because it's not brindle. It's not. But it's got that mix.
It is like a tiger stripe. Tabby,
yeah.
Something or other.
She's totally giving me Daniel Tiger vibes every time she looks over here.
Yep. I'm like, she looks like Daniel Tiger. Now I just want to go and watch Mr. Rogers.
I didn't catch that right away. Nice catch. Yeah, she does.
Very good. Yeah.
She is just waiting for you, just waiting for that that forever home. And your new best friend is right here, right in front of us, Tiny Tina. Find out more about her and all the great things going on at our Humane Society. Head on over to SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com, and be sure to find out more. Of course, keep in mind you can email them office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. Go ahead and stop on by at 3621 64th Street North, especially with any of those items they need. If you're able to drop one off, it's greatly appreciated. And of course, find them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And be right here next Thursday, this 10 o'clock hour. We'll have another Pet of the Week for you with Denise. Thanks for joining us, Denise.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun here on the Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. Want to say a big shout out to Denise and Tiny Tina and our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. That was a lot of fun having them in. We always enjoy that. Want to keep in mind, everybody, we got a sponsorship just waiting for you right there with that. Be sure to reach out to our staff around here and reach out to our great, amazing, wonderful sales team. And I'm not just saying that because some of it's in front of me right now. They're the best in the business. Be a part of things here. Whether you want to sponsor the Pet of the Week or maybe one of our shows, Seth Faces the Music, on Labeled, any of these things, we'd love to have you be a part of things around here.
Yes.
We dive into entertainment news right now, and it's been 20 years since Everybody Loves Raymond went off the air, and we are getting a reunion special next month now.
Wow.
First, I think it was a little bit surprising to many of us that show's been off the air that long.
That's, Yeah.
I did not think about that. That was a little jarring right there. But they're calling it a 30th anniversary special, although the show premiered in September of 96, so it's only 29 years. But who cares? Ray's mom said it, so, you know, we got to do it. Yeah. It'll be 90 minutes long on CBS, and it'll air on November 24th. Ray Romano and creator Phil Rosenthal will host, and several cast members will appear, including Brad Garrett, Patricia Heaton, Morticia Horan, Madeline Sweet, and Sullivan Sweeten, the twins that played on the show. The Sweetens were a real-life brother and sister who played Ray's kids, along with Sullivan's twin brother Sawyer, who took his, who unfortunately we lost back in 2015. The special will include a tribute to Doris Roberts and Peter Boyle, who played Ray's parents.
Epic.
Two of the greater character actors any of us will ever see.
Oh my gosh. Peter Boyle, just... Yeah.
Patricia Heaton is one of these wonderful actors that is a perfect TV mom. She does it amazingly, and I feel bad because oftentimes actors get typecast in those roles, but she's so good at it, and they really nailed it with her. Brad Garrett, wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, great actor, wonderful voice and presence and all that. But man, did they nail it with Doris and Peter Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
With those two in particular. Perfect casting. I have nothing against that show, and I don't have anything against Ray Romano, but I didn't watch it a lot. But when I did, it was mainly because of those two.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Did you watch the show?
Here and there. Okay. I love all of them. And actually, I probably didn't watch... I love Patricia Heaton in the middle.
Mm. She was,
my gosh. She was absolutely outstanding in the middle. And so I watched more of that than I did. But Phil Rosenthal, have you ever watched his I'm going to get this wrong. Mm. Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of that.
It's on Netflix, and he just goes to different places and eats food, basically just as food tours. And he is so delightful and so adorable and so cute. Like, it's just a joy to watch that.
I would check that out.
Yeah.
I'd check that out. Yeah. I was a huge fan of Anthony Bourdain, and I love his shows. And I would say that's got to be a dream job for a lot of people. Just traveling and trying food and checking out cultures and everything. That seems like a really sweet gig right there.
So hard.
There's not many things that could take me away from radio. That one, I could definitely say, like, I'm sorry, everybody. We had a good run together, but you got rid of me finally. You finally got rid of me. It just took a traveling show, the Travel Network, to reach out to me. A lot of couples want a big bed, so they're on top of each other, but not Matthew McConaughey and Camilla. Matthew's marriage tip is actually the opposite of that. McConaughey has been doing this thing for at least a couple of years now, where he's kind of turned into more of a guru in some ways, but not the typical snake oil salesman kind of guru.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more so if it comes up, he's going to talk about it.
Okay.
He's done a book. He's done a little bit of speaking engagements and everything, but it's really more of talking with people and not at people.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at that. He's already naturally charming, but he's also a lot smarter than I think people realize, in part because of some of the characters he's played.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got this insight that he wants to share, not just experience. And I think that there's a kind of kindness along with that, where it's not your typical motivational speaker or, you know, any of those things. And he's not really preaching so much as talking with people.
It's more of a conversationalist.
Yeah.
We probably need more of those.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Quote from Matthew McConaughey, quote, "I wake up one morning, I'm looking over there, and Camilla's like a football field away from me, man." And so he says, he goes on, "Then you go to bed at night and, like, you want to snuggle up. Well, we've got to cover you up, come 12 feet back over this way," and we can. So he goes on to say, you're like, man, this darn king size bed is not good for the marriage. Get rid of that. He says, you got to go get a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. So he says a smaller bed is better for a marriage.
Yeah.
Having a smaller bed. He's overall, like a lot of things with not just Matthew McConaughey, but our great friends in the South, and we love you. But if you're waiting for a point, sit down. It's going to be a minute.
Because
you're going to get a story before the point comes. And I know this not only from having a lot of friends in the South and everything, but this is also something that Jewish people do. Like, my grandfather was great at this. My grandfather would want to teach you a life lesson. I first move up here and I've never chopped wood before. I've never even seen it on TV. And my papa, it's like the hottest day of summer, and papa's like trying to find something for me to do. Uh-huh. So he sends me out there to chop wood. So I'm out there chopping wood in like 100 degree weather in the middle of June or whatever. And I'm just not cursing his name, but pretty close to it and everything. So December, January, something like that rolls around, and he's like, Jimmy, go out and get some of the wood. So I go out there, I grab the wood, I'm coming into the house, and he looks at me straight face, and he goes, that's why. And I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no idea what just happened. I feel like I missed a conversation or something like that. And he goes on to tell me, he's like, that's why we plan ahead, Jimmy. That's what we do here in this family. Mayloffs, we plan ahead. Always be thinking ahead. You chop the wood in June, so you don't have to do it in the middle of winter and all this.
Makes sense.
He could have just told me that.
Right.
But he had to wait like 5 months between the lesson to tell me. This is what I've grown up with. So when I'm saying this about Southern people, I am not insulting it. I'm just saying that it's noteworthy.
Just now envisioning your papa as Al Pacino, like, boom! That's why we chopped the wood.
Not that far off. Not that far off. Look, there are a few subjects I should talk about less than marriage. I don't know what I'm talking about or anything like that, but on the surface, this seems like a good, like a smart idea and kind of insightful.
Yeah.
A smaller bed does seem to be not a bad idea.
I have no quarrel with that.
I know for some that might be the opposite. You know, like you need the space maybe, or you're. But I don't think it's a horrible idea.
I mean, I suppose if you had a partner that was a massive tosser and turner, having a king size bed might make sense. But then again, you're not. You need that. This, you know, that snuggle time.
I mean, again, this subject is probably not something that's going to really approach me too much, but I feel like I'm that person you're talking about. I am so darn fidgety, and I move around so dang much. I don't know that I'm a great, like, you'd have to, you almost need the bigger bed just because of people like me. But I get where he's coming from on this one. I think it's kind of a neat point. And yeah. The other part of it, too, is that when he's sharing this stuff and talking about it, he's doing it in such a way of, like, I want everybody to feel good. Yeah. I want everybody not so much I know something and I'm going to gift you my knowledge now.
He wants you to feel. Are you wait? Are you sitting? Yeah. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Nicely done. Well played. Oh, that was good. When Sir Elton John had a double knee replacement last year, he had a special request for his surgeon to keep his kneecaps to turn them into jewelry. Because it's Elton John. And of course, like any other name, any other celebrity, this would probably surprise us. With him, I'm kind of like, well, yeah, of course. So his jewelry designer said, quote, we baked them, then we had to bake them to dry them out. Then we get raw, like pumicey stone, and then very porous. Oh, so we had to paint them with some type of polish. To polish them up.
Yeah.
Elton's right kneecap was turned into a gold-plated necklace that looks like an old artifact from Egypt. And it was engraved with the phrase in Latin on the back, and the transitions to, I will no longer bow to any man. Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Wow.
With a knee?
I mean, that's clever, but also I'm a little bit repulsed by it all.
His left kneecap was smaller, so it was turned into a gold brooch.
Okay, now I'm going to have subconscious thoughts about, are my kneecaps the same size for the rest of the day?
So they did this at Chelsea's in London, so it certainly had a really, you know, fancy, fancy, fancy place. I can't even walk into a building like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm trying to see if they're going to show the actual, like, jewelry here, because I want to see the piece. Oh, there it is.
You will not win Elton John's kneecaps in our Text to Win contest, folks, even try.
Yes, that is not up. We, after a long debate, So there it is. There. And actually, it doesn't look anything.
Okay, it's not as disgusting as I was envisioning.
Nah.
I would not know that was a kneecap.
Would have no idea. Would have no idea what that is. That is pretty interesting. I don't know about the, you know, as I'll say a little bit biased here as a, you know, somebody with Egyptian blood. I don't know that it looks like an Egyptian artifact necessarily, but it does look like a piece of jewelry.
Is that a need or a want? Sorry, I'm terrible with puns.
No, keep doing it. Keep it up. That's an interesting one. So right now, Aaliyah, you were going to help me another full circle moment here and everything. Mm-hmm. My mom's birthday was the other day, and I had a story for her that I was telling her we're going to do on the show.
Okay.
We ran out of time. We're not able to. So now I'm going to try to get some points back and earn some grace, especially here on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to atone, get things full circle with a story that I just basically had for the audience, but I knew my mom would enjoy. Stephen King, her favorite author, mm-hmm. one of a lot of people's favorite authors out there, Stephen King shared his 10 favorite movies of all time recently.
Okay.
And this is a pretty interesting list. You can find the complete list at HollyReporter.com. So just looking at these and kind of run through a couple of them. At number 10, Double Indemnity from 1944, classic film.
Okay.
At number 9, Close Encounters of the Third Kind from 1977.
This means something.
That's an interesting one, especially with the beginning, I don't know, beginning of the genre, but the genre really getting fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
And not just being a niche thing, but being a thing where we're going to try to make this for everybody kind mm-hmm. of movie. Mean Streets at number 8 from 1973, classic. William Dafoe's performance in Mean Streets is one of the creepiest, weirdest performances you'll ever see.
I don't believe I've seen that one.
So I believe, early Scorsese movie.
All right, putting that on my list here.
At number 7, Jaws from 1975.
I love that movie so much.
It holds up. Like, obviously, the special effects and all those mm-hmm. things don't, but the acting does to me.
It's magnificent. I've watched it more times than it's healthy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. At number 6, Treasures of the Sierra Madre from 1948. Classic. Mm-hmm. Classic. At number 5, Casablanca from 1942.
Another good one.
Boy, does that movie. Oh.
Yeah.
There are certain movies that I see them, and because of the way things are nowadays, one of my early thoughts of them are, oh, I hope they don't remake this.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, like way at the top, like at the top 3 of those, that list, Casablanca yes, is in there. You cannot absolutely. Remake that movie.
No.
Like you literally, there's, I don't care if you get, like I get to cast it myself, it still shouldn't be made. Like there's no, there's certain actors, I'm not saying that Humphrey Bogart or Lauren Bacall or anything, that they were the greatest to ever do it or anything like that. But a guy who used to sit in this chair, Bob, actually, I think had one of the greatest takes on acting I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Can you picture anybody else in that role?
Because
if you can't, it really tells you something about that performance and that actor. And I can't picture anybody but Bogey and Bacall in those roles.
No, absolutely not.
It's got to be. And so many other great character actors in those. I also think there's something too about certain movies only work for the time.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know that movie would work nowadays, even doing it, film, obviously doing it a period piece or something. I just don't think it would work. Got to leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
A more modern movie, but I feel actually the same way about Groundhog Day from 1993. Finally a comedy, but of course it's a dark comedy that's in there. But I was hoping that he'd have a comedy in here. But yeah, Groundhog Day, that's a good one. I don't know that you can remake that.
Probably not.
Know. There's a lot of great comedic actors out there. I don't know that you got one like Bill Murray.
No, he's one of a kind.
The Getaway from 1972. That was remade a little bit later in life, but that's an interesting one. Good car chase in there and mm-hmm. stuff. At number 2, The Godfather from The Godfather Part 2 from 1974.
Okay.
What a lot of people will tell you is the greatest movie they've ever seen. A lot of people will tell you it's better than the original. And a lot of people will say, in fact, most people will say it's the greatest sequel of all time.
Okay.
I am one of those people.
They clearly haven't seen Wayne Verl 2.
That's a good point. Wow. You know what? Change my list. Change my list. At number 1, because it's Stephen King, keep in mind, Sorcerer from 1977, a movie that very few people have seen.
I have not seen that one.
I will say it has an 84% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It is American neo-noir action drama thriller film produced by William Friedkin and Roy Scheider as one of the stars of it.
Oh, well, then that's going on my list because I love anything with Roy Scheider.
I think I've seen it, but I have to see it again. I have to check it out again because I'm not 100% if I have or not. But that's an interesting one. King purposely excluded movies based on his work, so you would not see. But he did shout out Misery and The Shawshank yes. Redemption, The Green Mile, and Stand By Me.
Okay,
which is because it was so early in the a lot of our lives and mm-hmm. everything. I don't think we think of it as a Stephen King movie all the time.
Not always. No.
Based on the Stephen King short story, The Body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first short stories I ever read. I love that movie. Stand By Me holds up. That's a good one.
I really love Shawshank Redemption. That's...
When we were kids, it seemed like that there were more bad movies of Stephen King books than good. But as I get older and I look back, I'm like, oh, actually, I don't know. It's pretty neck and neck. It's pretty 50-50. I mean, there are movies of his that just did not go well. They missed certain ones. But there, for the most part, I think a lot of his movies have transitioned pretty darn well.
I am not a scary movie person, but I will watch Stephen King movies. Yeah. For whatever reason, and obviously I'm of the generation where the Tim Curry version of It traumatized everybody. In fact, me and my husband almost started watching it last night, but it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, it's 3 hours long, yeah. And my eldest is 19 years old, and they're like, you know what, I've never seen it, and I'm like, yeah. we'll get to it.
Billy. The great, the legend Tim Curry.
Yes.
That's so good. In my house, you have to watch Stephen King movies. Like, yeah. you really do. You really. She does. My mom would never tell us really what to do. We just understood. We just kind of like, you know, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Got the assignment, Mom.
We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Got a fun one here, and we want the audience participation, as always, 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. A while back, saw an old video about how pretty much everyone was trying on their shoes backwards. They switched to the correct way, and then it's been amazing since. Like, just, you know, different ways of doing things. Some people always put the right shoe on first. They tried putting on the left one first, and some people found it was a lot easier. And I liked it a lot more. So this, of course, brought the question to the internet. What's your don't knock it till you try it life hack? Things that maybe you might look on the surface and think that wouldn't work for me, but maybe you gave it a shot and all of a sudden it turned out, hey, this is pretty good. It works pretty well. For some examples here, but we want, again, audience participation. And I'll ask Aaliyah if there's anything for her with this list. I don't know for me yet. Pilates. Quote, it's great for everyone, but it's life-changing if you're over 50.
Okay.
A lot of people say that about Pilates. It's one of those ones, don't knock it till you try it kind of thing, and you give it a shot, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah. Frozen towels. Quote, putting a damp paper towel or regular towel in the freezer for a few minutes and then using it to quickly cool down your face and neck is a game changer.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other end of that, heated towels.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reheating meat, pasta, rice, or pizza in the microwave, put a wet paper towel over the food. It keeps it from drying out.
Now I got to try it.
I got to try that one. Yes. Yeah. Now I want to make something, just put it in the microwave just to try this.
Because I've put a paper towel on top of it just to make sure that like things don't splash and explode in the microwave, but I've never wet it.
Didn't even think of that.
I didn't even think about it. Especially for pasta and rice. That makes a whole lot of sense.
The mammalian diving reflex. The mammalian diving reflex. Quote, just splashing water on your face while holding your breath triggers the nervous system to slow the heart rate and redirect blood to vital organs. It's some good stuff.
Hmm.
I do this one. And I did not know that's what it was called. I'll be honest with everybody.
Is it a calming? Like a calming practice or something like that?
I do it to wake up. Oh, I do it. Okay. It's like one of the first things, if not the first thing I do in the morning, is cold water, throw it in my face, hold my breath, throw it in my face, exhale as it's leaving.
Okay.
And it just, I don't know, kind of resets me a little bit.
Sure.
And definitely wakes me up some. I didn't think about the redirecting the blood flow and all that stuff. I didn't even thought about that.
No.
Huh. Quote, folding laundry while watching trash TV.
Yes. Absolutely.
Honorable mention for a podcast as well, mm-hmm. While doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have clothes. This is it. It's so we can catch up on these things. This is the only real reason we are clothing ourselves, is so that we can fold it while also watching mindless television
trashy
or
YouTube
podcasts.
Videos. Yes.
Quote, forcing smiles. Quote, I'm sorry, smiling, forcing smiles, quote, smiling broadly for a minute every morning when you are alone, like in the shower, it tricks your brain into thinking you're happy.
Although that description sounds like something out of a horror movie.
Does sound a little horrifying.
Just imagining, like, you know, Jack Nicholson just
definitely does have a coming. You don't want this to happen. You're practicing this and somebody walks in. That's definitely, of course, probably don't want somebody walking in necessarily anyway in that regard.
Right.
So it does seem a little bit creepy and all that. I will say that this is another one of those ones where I can back this to a degree. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, and there's not much difference from then to now, but I really struggled with confidence.
Sure.
And I really didn't like what I saw in the mirror.
Sure.
That's not gotten a lot better.
But you got a face for radio, okay?
Absolutely. Boy, do I. I got a face for radio and a voice for silent film. When it came to that, and I brought this up to actually a guidance counselor, and not thinking much of it, she told me this technique of every morning, she asked me, just try it for a week. Look in the mirror in the morning, look in that mirror and say, oh, looking good today, or something along those lines.
Okay.
And you're going to feel silly doing it, but after a little while, you might notice a change. And sure enough, when I kept up on it, even as tough as it was for me back then, I did build a little confidence from it. It did work.
I know we're of the same generation. Did you do the whole, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you?
I did, but it was more so just to do a Saturday Night Live quote. It was just for that, really. But that's a great, well, it's a great reference to this and everything. It's just a great reference. But it really does apply to this to a degree. Mm-hmm. Giving that a shot, I encourage literally everybody out there, whether you are the most confident human being ever or now you've never felt confident, give it a try, see what it does for you. Give it a week. And I almost promise you that it'll work. And I'm not saying it's going to be a complete like night and day of your confidence.
Right.
But it helps build on that. And that's how things work like this. You got to build.
Yeah.
Homemade takeout. Quote, after making burgers or sandwiches, wrap them in food wrapping paper like a deli or a takeout joint would do, then set them down for 10 minutes. It really gets everything to come together and marinate.
I never thought of before reading Whoa. This. I never thought, like, literally, like, mind blown. Like, it makes sense because everything's kind of just sitting there in its juices and getting tastier and tastier. So I'm going to give that one a try.
I like this.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its in soup instead of crackers. Also, Goldfish crackers work in chili.
So I grew up doing croutons.
Oh, yeah.
I love croutons in my soup, and I still do that to this day.
I want to try this now. Like, soup has never sounded more interesting, or I've never wanted soup more, maybe. I like that. I like the idea of that. Grilling a PB&J sandwich just like a grilled cheese.
I have mixed feelings on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The thought of hot jelly doesn't I can't get past that.
I'm a big fan of the grilling of things, heating things, usually. I don't know about this one.
Now, I have taken a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and French toasted it. And
that was
actually really, really good. I don't know. I don't know.
I'd like to try that, what you just said there. I'd like to try that,
delicious.
Too. This one is just from my mother. Potato chips in your deli tuna fish sandwich.
I've done this my whole life, and I actually made notes for this particular one. So you're going to have to give me the room, James. Yes. So growing up, again, my mom is from England. And so one of the things that I experienced growing up that was different from my my colleagues in elementary school is that my mom always buttered bread instead of putting mayonnaise on sandwiches. So for me, the ultimate sandwich of this kind is white bread buttered, beef bologna, sour cream and onion chips, and then you smush it all down and you can put your cheese of your choice on there. Oh, it's so good, but it has to be beef bologna. I don't know why. This is the best sandwich on the planet, and I will die on that hill.
How many times have you had that sandwich?
So many times.
So many.
I'm going to go to the store right after this and go buy some so I can make this sandwich for myself.
It has to be the right amounts of ingredients, too, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love when we have these personal sandwiches that mean so much to us, and they're such comfort food.
And I realize, I don't know if we're past the deadline, but I might have to submit that to our cookbook.
Absolutely.
Our cookbook thing.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Please get it in there. Yes. And another reminder about that, everybody, to get us those recipes for the cookbook. Well, more on that in a little bit, but get them to us, everyone. Get WFHR.com and do that right now. Freezing grapes.
I could get behind that.
Quote, they make great ice cubes for chilled wine or drinks.
Mm-hmm. And a snack when you get hungry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a frozen grape? Yeah. I want to try that. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Oh, God, I'm doing that. Yeah. I will say, for some reason, my mother has always been about freezing things, like chocolate bars or
anything. My husband does that. He got all of my kids now do it.
Yeah. Especially cookies. In particular, the mint chocolate chip ones, yeah, or the mint ones from the Girl Scout cookies. Like, my mom just, they're in the freezer.
I think everybody does that with the Girl Scout
cookies.
It's
gotta be, right?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Green Granny Smith apples and sharp cheddar cheese.
Mmm.
You guys can have that one.
Yeah.
That's all you guys.
That's not me.
No. I love both of those things, but not together.
Yeah, individually, but I never understood the cheese on the apple pie thing.
I don't understand cheese in food like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand it with like baked food so much. I don't know. I'm not putting that right. But there are things where I don't understand why cheese is involved. I love cheese. I like cheese. I just don't understand why you would put it with an apple sometimes.
I think I moved to Wisconsin because I love cheese so much. That's what I tell people when they're like, how did you end up in Wisconsin? I'm like, I really love cheese.
Man, it really, really. You're dedicated. You're dedicated to it. Putting toothpaste on mosquito bites. Ooh.
I've also heard this for if you have a zit. It'll make it, you know.
Interesting.
Huh. Go away faster.
Interesting. Quote, they disappear or at least not itch anymore within minutes. And someone else added, heat up a spoon until it is warm and press it on the bite. The heat nixes the protein that makes it itch.
But do not put the spoon in the microwave.
Yeah.
That's a life hack for y'all.
There you go. There's another one. There's another one for you. Boy, that's a good one. I kind of want to, I don't want a mosquito bite, but I want to know, I want to try this when I get one. A tiny pinch of salt in coffee. Add on watermelon.
But why?
Yeah, I don't know why. They're not really giving a description of why.
Yeah.
I have noted that and this morning's a bad example of it, but I put a bit of milk in my coffee, and it seems to help my throat a little bit. Not enough.
That's counterintuitive to what milk should do in that scenario.
Yeah. It's not, it makes sense in my head. It doesn't make sense in reality.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily, yes. Using scissors or kitchen shears to cut up a pizza.
Okay.
So to piggyback on that, I've had this debate and I've had this conversation with my family for a very long time. Like many American families out there, we've eaten a lot of pizza, and we've gotten a lot of pizzas where they don't, you know, slice
cut it all the
them.
Way through.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And every one of us have a pizza cutter that is just designed as a roller.
Mm-hmm.
When our whole lives, we are used to cutting things with a scissors.
Yeah.
Why they don't make a scissor version of the pizza cutter, I've never understood. Like, even just as an option. I'm not saying that it's a go-to, like it'll change, everybody will replace their pizza cutters, but for every person that doesn't mind the roller, I bet there's a lot of people that would like the scissors.
I grew up in a family where we didn't really use scissors to cut up food. Like, I'll open my food containers with scissors.
Same. Yeah.
So this is, I've seen people do it and I have nothing against it, but it's still such a foreign concept to me that I don't know that I could physically like take scissors and attack food with it because it would just feel wrong.
My mother would freak out if she saw me doing that. Yeah. But I like a specially designed pair of scissors, a separate pair that is just specifically for this process.
I can just imagine a family having just a pair of scissors that belongs just to the pizza cutting utility, and someone, you know, some stranger coming into your kitchen and, no, those are the pizza scissors,
no!
Don't use them.
This is a big dramatic moment that drags up. You can go to askreddit.com to find the complete list, everybody. And of course, we want your life hacks. We love hearing those. Always like collecting those. Get them to us, everyone. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, the morning show at WFHR.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Under construction morning show. I don't know. Lee and I, I don't know what we just heard there. We had a sonic boom the other day that kind of rocked the building a little bit and kind of had us wondering what was going on. And we just literally, as we're coming out of the commercial break, had another one of those noises.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what that was. We'll figure it out. We do have great reporters around here. We'll get some work on that. We'll be on the lookout for that. You be on the lookout for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state contest word. Big shout out to Rabbids Transmission locally sponsoring this for us. Stick around, everybody. In just a couple of minutes, like less than 10 minutes, you're going to have the keyword for the 11 o'clock hour. Then a little later, the 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. Listen for a keyword to text to us so you can get in on winning maybe some gold jewelry, $200 cash, or get in on that Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Be on the lookout for that. Big shout out to everybody who has already played along. Taking a look at the rest of our schedule, over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, 6:50 tonight, Marshfield at Lincoln, boys soccer. Mike and Seth will have that one for you. Be on the lookout for that. Check it out, everybody. Support our local teams and the work that they are doing. And the Rapids Report will be lined up for you today. Got two new episodes that will be dropping. Be sure to head to WFHR.com and check those out. In part one, Kayla Rumbalski is going to join us, our good friend from UW-Madison Extension. And in part two, Aaron Hess will be with us from the Southland County YMCA. Big shout out to our friends at Crockett Septic, and with the YMCA interview, Tri-City Services sponsoring those segments and helping us do some great work on the Rapids Report. Appreciate all the work being done by them and these great guests we have, and the production Laura is doing on that show, and all the different people working so hard to try to make me sound like I know what I'm doing. We appreciate you all. Good work. Also want to encourage you, I mentioned WFHR.com. Get on over there, everybody. Sign up for our newsletter. Got a new newsletter lined up in your email box sometime today. Be on the lookout for that. Get on over there for your one-stop shop of Central Wisconsin news and sports and weather and all that cool thing. And while you're there, sign up and get us that recipe.
Yes.
We're celebrating 85 years. We're putting together a cookbook, and it won't be the same without you. Mm-hmm. We want all your local recipes. We may have gotten Aaliyah to put a recipe in there.
I'm putting that sandwich recipe in there.
Get those recipes submitted to us, everybody, and be a part of this collection, this love letter of ours to the community, thanking you for 85 years of supporting what we do around here. Mm-hmm. Incredibly humbling moment anytime I think about it. We appreciate you all out there. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, get us that recipe, and then check, you're done. You're good. Then you just got to look for that keyword to text to us through the Go for the Green or Gold contest.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of good stories of the day and events going on in our area we want to touch on right now. One in particular is happening over at McMillan Library. They've been doing this cool concert series over at McMillan, and a really interesting band is going to be there tonight at 7, Medusa. I encourage you to go to mcmillanlibrary.org to read more about this band. Very unique. Bring in some very unique styles, and they sound awesome.
Okay.
This is a nice band, and they're coming to town here, everybody. Be sure to check that out. Support our good friends at McMillan Library. This free music concert series that they're doing at their Fine Arts Center, 7 o'clock tonight, Medusa. Check that out. Also, special bingo event going on coming up this Saturday. I believe it's Saturday. The 4th is Saturday. Yes.
It is.
Yes. Our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, going to have their doors open at 10:30 a.m. Bingo will start at noon. They're going to have all kinds of cool things going on with this. And of course, the Elks Lodge is doing this as a fundraiser to help out our community and do some great work in our community. Check out their special bingo event at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street this Saturday. Doors will open at 10:30. Bingo will kick off at noon. And this Sunday, October 5th, from 4 to 6, trivia at Two Doors Down Brewing Company, 140 East Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Join our friends at GRACE, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, and, of course, our friends at Two Doors Down for a fun afternoon of trivia, food, and a silent auction. Put together a team of up to 6 people. It's free to play. Free will offerings are accepted, though, and this will all go to help the proceeds to benefit paying off debt for our students out there.
Wonderful.
Great, great cause being done by our friends at GRACE. Be sure to check that out. And Aaliyah, we wanted to make sure to mention to everybody that tonight is the night we're back in action for On Golden Pond.
We are. So come out tonight, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and then catch us for our matinee on Saturday the 4th at 2 p.m. You can buy your tickets at the door, or you can buy them online.
How are we had our read-through last night, us and the staff and the team, and I thought it went really good. I was throwing curveballs at the gang and trying to throw you guys off and everything.
It worked.
A little, but not really. You guys kept the pace pretty good, and the pirate talk was fun. I thought that was a lot of fun. It was a nice twist.
We are not professional actors, but we will do what we need to do to, you know, give a good show to the community.
Yeah, and boy, is it going to be a great show. And for audience members out there that haven't acted before or been on stage, when it comes to the final 3 shows for a run, and you know that's coming, there is a melancholy feeling. There is a bit of this, a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing for certain, and at least most of the actors I've ever worked with, and certainly the actors in this cast, they're going to leave it all on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to leave it all out there for you. You know you're going to get good shows. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get a good performance, and you're going to get a lot of heart, a lot of fun, a lot of dry humor. This is such a great show, and I am so thankful to be in a small part of it. On Golden Pond gets back in action tonight at 7, another show tomorrow at 7, and we wrap it up this Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. All this taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Auditorium. Head on over to wrctheater.org. Buy local support. Local support the arts. Take in a great show. And keep in mind, there are no reruns, so you can come to multiple shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
We encourage you to do that, everybody. And big thank you to everyone out there who has already attended. We've heard such good feedback on this show.
We've had great audiences. Really, really great audiences. We can't do it without the audience. So thank you to everyone who has come so far. And thank you to everyone who's going to be coming this weekend.
And I want to remind everybody that they're not done over there at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They got this awesome variety show coming up.
We do. I'm actually emceeing that. I don't know if you know that.
That's right. I think I heard that. Yeah. Good on you for doing that.
Yes.
And that is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes. A lot of just local acts, people coming in, singing, dancing, doing skits. It's going to be a really great time. And then we would probably be remiss if we didn't note that auditions for the next show, Christmas Story, are coming up, I believe, on the 6th and 7th, if I'm correct.
I got it in front of me, and I still didn't. I wasn't 100%.
Okay.
She doesn't even have it in front of her, and she knows.
I'm addicted to the theater.
Nicely done. Yes. A Christmas Story classic. Mm-hmm. Classic for our holiday show this year. Those auditions are coming up, as Aaliyah said, October 6th and 7th. Also taking place at the WRCT Auditorium. Head on over there and check that out. Mm-hmm. Be a part of things at the theater, everybody. Check out the variety show on Golden Pond. Make sure to audition for A Christmas Story. We'll meet you there.
And we're always looking for new people to get involved, so don't be afraid if you've ever thought about doing it. I hadn't done this until a year ago. We love seeing new faces, so come join us.
Please do, everybody. We'll meet you there. Here's a cool program you'd probably never have heard of. A group called the Ohio Wildlife Center partners with five different prisons in Ohio, where inmates can sign up to help rehabilitate animals. They've helped save over 185 animals and return them to the wild in the first half of 2025 alone.
Hmm.
It's an incredible, not just for these animals, certainly, and everything, but these inmates, they are getting rehabilitated as well.
Yeah.
More times than not, the difference of somebody making it when they get out of jail and not making it a revolving door is finding purpose in yourself, finding
yes.
that you are worthwhile, that you have some self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ways of creating some of that. This is a win-win. If you hear this story and you're like, oh, I don't care about inmates, you probably care about your economy. You probably care about taxes, right? Person leaves prison, gets into the workforce, starts paying taxes. You got lower taxes.
Turns their life around.
It's a win-win, just on a human level, let alone on an economic level. That's
Absolutely.
A really cool story. Encourage people to read more about that. Aaliyah, great show.
Thank you. You too.
Have a great day out there. Everybody, be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.